Also, how was your first week of winter sports? Or maybe you're still associated with a certain fall sport that has one more week to go. Hi, friends. Come on in for a new edition of Central Region Now. The first exclusive and longest-running podcast that deals with sports, specifically high school, but all sports, in the RVA from the RVA Sports Network. Glad you're with us for another edition. We got some good news for you coming up in this podcast. So hang around a minute, won't you? We certainly do appreciate it when you do just that. Rob Witham along with you. Been a fun week. Good opening week for high school basketball. It's underway. A lot of wrestling tournaments over the weekend. Swimming action got started. A historic night last Tuesday night down at Swim RVA. The first official Virginia High School League sanctioned Henrico County swim meet. Now, I know that Glenn Allen was involved in a meet with some other schools up at Randolph-Macon that night, too, so we don't want to forget about them. But what a journey. What a short and what a prolific journey it's been for swimming at the high school level in Henrico County. 5 years ago, it was a dream. A few years ago, it became a club sport. And this past week, it became a Virginia High School League official sport reality. Congratulations to the teams that are competing. More action coming up this week. And, of course, all eyes on the Hawk Invitational, sponsored by Hanover High School. That's coming up a week from Saturday, December 17th, down at Swim RVA. And we have an announcement about that coming up on this podcast. We have a broadcast announcement in terms of basketball, a last-minute broadcast announcement to bring you on this edition of Central Region Now. We have the latest top 10 boys and girls high school basketball polls coming up. We'll have an update on what's happening in Atlantic 10 women's basketball as, of course, RVA Sports Network brings you tip-to-trophy coverage of their season, which, of course, ends here in Richmond at the Richmond Coliseum the first weekend in March with the quarterfinals, semifinals, and championship game on that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There's baseball news, and there's so much going on. But we'll begin briefly with a quick review of Saturday and high school football. The state semifinals are complete. Richmond area teams here in the RVA Sports Network coverage area go 2-2. And we'll have one team in Hampton and one team in Williamsburg playing for state championships on Saturday. Before we talk about Highland Springs and Dinwiddie, first, a tip of the cap to Goochland as well as to Hopewell. First in 2A, Goochland had a daunting task after winning their first 13 games in a row with the cross-bracketing in the state semifinals at the 2A level. It gave them a trip to Appomattox. Appomattox is the defending 2A state champions. Going into the game, they had won 28 consecutive games. Appomattox also going through a very trying time. Some of you may be aware, some may not, that a senior member of their football team tragically died a few weeks ago in an automobile accident. So that team has been carrying the burden of that loss through the postseason. And obviously, you know, they are using it as fuel so they can win the championship for their fallen teammate. So that's a lot for Goochland to have to go to Appomattox and overcome. And congratulations to Appomattox on getting the victory. I think we mentioned this in a previous podcast that a little over a decade ago, Appomattox football almost ceased to exist. They were having so much difficulty getting people to play the sport simply because they were constantly going 1-9, 0-10, that they dropped out of their district for a couple of years, scheduled independently, and began to slowly rebuild the program. And now look at where they are, 29 in a row, and they go for back-to-back state titles at the 2A level this weekend. So our hats are off to them, but a big congratulations to head coach Joe Fowler and the Bulldogs of Goochland High School. Another remarkable season, 13-1. As Mark Davis, our buddy from NBC 12, likes to say, you know, with Goochland football, 10 wins is an expectation. For a lot of programs in the area, 10 wins would be a time for glorious celebration. Well, Goochland football, they expect to win 10 games every year. And this year, they pulled off 13 in a row before they ran into Appomattox. In 3A, hats off to Cameron Hill and Ronnie Walker and everybody down at Hopewell High School. The Blue Devils just simply ran into a machine on Saturday down in Bedford County in the form of Stanton River. They had 55 at the half. They scored 62 total. Hopewell got some offense in the second half, but the game, of course, already long over, unfortunately, for Hopewell. 62-36, the final score. And Stanton River will head on to the 3A state championship, where they will play the Cinderella team of the entire Commonwealth of Virginia this year, and that is Blacksburg High School. Blacksburg came into the 3A West playoffs as a number 10 seed with a record of 5-5. They have won 4 in a row. Their latest win, they knocked off the Phantoms of Phoebus in the state semifinals. And you know the Phoebus Phantoms have a very long and storied postseason history down in the 7-5-7. So that leaves just one team from the Tidewater area in state championship contention. That'll be up in 6A when Oscar Smith has their second year in a row showdown with Westfield. That'll take place after the rematch we care about, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But to everyone down at Hopewell High School, fantastic season. 10 wins all the way to the state semis 2 years in a row. That is an accomplishment that has not been reached for Hopewell since they were able to go all the way under Lee Bujakowski's quarterback reign a little over a decade ago. Now to the two teams still remaining in postseason play. Next Saturday, they'll play for it all. First in 4A. When we watched Dinwiddie dismantle Hanover Labor Day weekend Friday night on our season premiere of the Game of the Week on WHAN and our second week live on the RVA Sports Network, we knew we were watching something special. And I didn't say anything to anybody at that particular time because it was way too early in the season. But in the forefront of my mind, not the back of my mind, but in the forefront of my mind after watching that game, I thought Dinwiddie can win the state championship. This team is that good. They had grown so much from the Dinwiddie team I saw lose on that very same field 10 months earlier in the 2015 playoffs in the second round of 4A East to Hanover. They'd grown so much. They had a lot of players coming back, which is always good. A lot of talent coming back. But you can have talent coming back, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to grow exponentially. And that team did. Even absorbing the loss of Joseph Tyree to injury in midseason, Dinwiddie has yet to play a game where the final score was one possession. Their closest win of the year in terms of the scoreboard was a 28-19 win over Thomas Dale in the regular season. Now, arguably, the closest win they had this year was last week in that come-from-behind win where they were down 15-14 late fourth quarter to Lake Taylor, and their season was on the line. They were driving, and if that drive had been stopped, the Titans probably would have ended the general season. But Dinwiddie gets the touchdown pass from Witt to Freeland over the middle, and then as Lake Taylor is driving to try to equalize it, send it to overtime, or who knows, maybe score, go for two, go try to get the win on the road and get out of Dodge, Kevon Pope with the incredible one-handed interception. Well, they get a lead on Lafayette. The Lafayette credit the Rams in the second half on Saturday afternoon, being able to slow down the Generals, not allow them to run away or build a 21-28-point lead. They kept it at least within 14 and kept hanging around for a while. Dinwiddie was only able, I believe, to score 7 after intermission, but they still get the win, 28-14. Very impressive win, 14-0. Last time Dinwiddie headed to the championship game at 14-0, of course, 3 years ago, 2013, they won the inaugural 4A state title. Now they want to win the last 4A state title. As you know, we have reconfiguration of the reclassification coming up next season, and there will be 6 classes, but they will have new names. The A's are being dropped, so it'll be Class 6, Class 5, Class 4, and so on. Regions will be different. How you make the playoffs will be different. Districts are coming back. Conferences are dying after the spring of 2017. So it would be very interesting for Dinwiddie to put bookends around this particular 4-year journey that the VHSL has had since the original reclassification in 2013. Their opponent, Salem, they've been in the state championship the last 2 seasons. So these two teams have combined for 3 state championship appearances in the 4A era, which only lasted 4 years, and this is the 4th and final year. They'll slug it out at Zabel Stadium at the College of William & Mary a little after 4:30 kickoff, just before dark, in Williamsburg on Saturday afternoon for the state title. Now, tickets to the state championship games are $10 If you want a program, you'll need to print it off of VHSL.org. It'll be available on the football page at VHSL.org. But I believe the VHSL ceased selling programs and trying to make money off of that as a cost-saving measure. Now, if you get to the football stadium and they're there and they're selling them for $1 or $2, then I apologize. But if you want to have rosters for your teams, especially the opponents, when you go down to Zabel, Dinwiddie General fans, or down to Hampton, Highland Springs fans, we'll get to you in a moment, make sure you print the pages off at vhsl.org/football. So Dinwiddie just after 4:30 on Saturday. Our coverage plans will have updates from Zabel Stadium throughout the game. We're going to try to pull a double on Saturday, and it's going to depend upon whether or not I have some assistance, and I'll know that for sure early on in the week. We know for sure that RVA Sports Network will be live at Hampton University on Saturday, and Henrico Sports on Twitter is your place to be. Thanks to everyone who joined us there on Saturday for Highland Springs' hard-fought, well-earned 28-25 win in the state semis to win the South Region title over a Norview Pilots team that had improved greatly over their first appearance against Highland Springs, the 27-13 loss they suffered September 2nd in the second game of the regular season for both teams. Game effort, and a lot of us in the press box when Jawan Carter misfired on the fourth down pass to give Norview the football and a little under 2 minutes to go. Even though the Pilots were out of timeouts, they had so methodically gone down the field to score a touchdown earlier in the fourth quarter, we thought, uh-oh, something's got to happen, and something's got to happen big. And as we talked about on our recap article at HenricoCountySports.net, and if you haven't read it yet, invite you to do so. Go to HenricoCountySports.net. At the top of the page right now, you'll see results from this weekend's Central Virginia Wrestling Classic, and then below that, you'll see our article, the recap of the win, Highland Springs 28, Norview 25. And arguably, one of the biggest plays of the game was when quarterback DJ Mack, after a first down pass was complete, gets to the line of scrimmage, gets his guys set, gets into the pistol formation, and spikes the football. Well, the only problem with that is that if you want to spike the football by rule, you have to be under center. And so once he spiked the football from the pistol position, the flags came out. Illegal forward pass was the call. Loss of yardage, but more importantly, loss of down. And suddenly Norview was running out of time and running out of downs, and they had a very third and long situation, third and 26. They misfire on that. It's fourth and 26, and the play that we got on video that's right now pinned at the top of Henrico Sports on Twitter is a fantastic play by every member of that Highland Springs defense. Now, Aaron Motley is going to get most of the praise because he's the guy who brings Mack down for the sack to seal the championship from the region and clinch the return to the state championship game. But that was also a coverage sack, and we made note of that on a tweet on Saturday night. We wanted to make sure we were driving back from that and our coverage of Randolph-Macon women's basketball in Ashland. Very busy day for us Saturday, and we're coming home, and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I really need to send out a tweet that credits the back seven of that Highland Springs defense, because if they are not covering the receivers of Norview the way they did on that play, Motley doesn't have time to get to Mack, and someone, and I did not get a chance to look and see who was downfield about 10, 12 yards, who was the scout on Mack, because how they scored so easily in that last possession was that Mack, the pocket collapsed on him twice. Once he got out of it, rolled to his right, found a man in the flat wide open, and a lot of yards after the catch, big gain. The other big gain was when Mack rolled out of the pocket collapsed, he took off down the field, and he had major yardage to get him into the red zone, and then they scored just moments later. And so, obviously, without the defensive adjustments that created the defensive play on that 4th and 26, it was not out of the realm of possibility for Mack to get a 4th down and 26 conversion and then give Norview maybe one or two more shots at the end zone at the very end of the game. But the coverage in the back seven was phenomenal. Mack did not have an open lane, and Motley kept going after him and finally brought him down, and that set off the celebration at Kreider Stadium. And congratulations to Coach Lauren Johnson and company. So sorry, Coach Johnson and the gang. Would love to have gone down there, got post-game interviews and whatnot, but I had to leave immediately to get up to Ashland as Randolph-Macon was playing the number two team in America in Amherst College. And two of the players, I don't know if you know this or not, you probably don't, two members of the Amherst College women's basketball team are from right here in Richmond, the Doswell twins, who attended St. Catharines in high school. Allie and Meredith combined for 32 points yesterday in their 83-58 win over the Yellow Jackets. So we were there for Hanover Sports, and of course we were there to write a story which we filed for this week's edition of the Hanover Herald Progress. But congratulations to Coach Johnson, Jawan Carter, Aaron Motley, all the guys at Highland Springs. What a fantastic job. When I first saw them play in early October on a Monday night at Atlee, I thought, okay, good team, not anywhere close to the championship team I saw a year ago. Saw him 9 days later against Lee Davis at Highland Springs. They put on a clinic, and I said, okay, they're getting much better. Much better. Let's keep an eye on them. And then as the season progressed, we knew we'd end up with a combination of two of the final three as usual, Highland Springs Hermitage, L.C. Byrd. As it turned out, it was Highland Springs, L.C. Byrd. Highland Springs handles L.C. Byrd. Now they handle Norview, and now they get another rematch. This time, it's Stonebridge, the team they vanquished 27-7 last year in the 5A state final at UVA, a game that arguably turned on one play. One play. If you'll recall, in the first drive, Stonebridge was methodically moving down the field. They tried to get a pass into the end zone over the middle, and Kevon Wallace closed out of nowhere and came up with a fantastic athletic play for an interception. In the postgame press conference, the head coach at Stonebridge admitted that that particular play changed his entire play calling. He realized that they were too fast in the secondary. He went to the running game, and at that point, Highland Springs had them where they wanted the Bulldogs because they were too strong up the middle, and they were too fast on the side. You couldn't get around the corners with a Highland Springs team last year. You have a little better chance this year. Highland Springs not quite as fast as they were in 2015. I think this year it's going to be a closer matchup. Honestly, I was a little surprised Stonebridge got past Massaponix on the road Friday night for the North title. That tells me this is a pretty resilient bunch, because the Massaponix team I saw play Patrick Henry in round two a few weeks ago, I thought was state championship game worthy. I really thought we would see the Panthers down in Hampton, but we see the Bulldogs and the Springers in round two. You know Stonebridge wants revenge, and Highland Springs wants to go back to back. It'll be a great game. It kicks just after 12 noon on Saturday. Now, here's how you can follow the Springers. Number one, have us on Twitter at Henrico Sports. We've got you covered from pregame festivities down on the field, in-game action, post-game reaction. We'll have it all for you, just like we did last year. Join us here on Henrico Sports, part of the RVA Sports Network. Radio, I know that Gary Hess and Gary Criswell will be in Hampton, and they will have it live. It will likely be on their AM station, Fox Sports 910. And we'll tell you what we'll do as soon as Gary on Twitter announces when it is, where it's going to be, because some weeks they can be on that station, some weeks they have to pop over to their FM station that they use as a backup, 96.1. As soon as they announce where they're going to be, we'll be more than happy to send that information out on Henrico Sports on Twitter. But I'm telling you folks, if you want the most complete coverage and comprehensive coverage of Highland Springs State Championship Week, you got to have it on Henrico Sports on Twitter. We'll have it all for you right there. So Highland Springs at a little after noon, and then our hope is that once that's all wrapped up, we'll be able to fly up to Zabel Stadium, if I have the help I think I'll have, and check in Williamsburg and get you coverage of Dinwiddie. We'll have people there for us to get us updates until we're able to arrive, and then our hope is to be there for the majority of the game on Saturday. So keep it with the RVA Sports Network for all of your state championship football coverage. The Dinwiddie coverage, of course, will be on our main network Twitter feed at the RVA Sports Net. It's at the RVA Sports Net. And if you're new to the RVA Sports Network and you're asking yourself, how does your Twitter network work? It's really simple. Our Twitter network began in Hanover County in 2012 with Hanover Sports. It grew in 2013 with Henrico Sports and Chesterfield Sports. And then in 2014, we rebranded our company and renamed a Twitter feed that we didn't use very much as the RVA Sportsnet, as we rebranded to the RVA Sports Network to better show the vision and the coverage and the reasoning for why we are here. So if you want to follow teams in Hanover County, you follow Hanover Sports. In Henrico County, Henrico Sports. In Chesterfield, Chesterfield Sports. And if you're following teams in the city of Richmond, the Tri-Cities, and surrounding counties, if you're following RVA-related college sports such as U of R and VCU, the Virginia Union, et cetera, Richard Bland College, then you follow the RVA Sports Network. If you're in Powhatan, Amelia, Caroline, King William, New Kent, Charles City, et cetera, Louisa, et cetera, as you can see throughout the area. Private school action, follow the RVA Sports Net. And if you want to know what's going on across the area, a lot of people, what they do is they go to school in Chesterfield, so they follow Chesterfield Sports to follow their school. But they also follow the RVA Sports Net to keep up with what's happening elsewhere. A lot of people do that. Some people don't. They prefer the local, hyper-local coverage of wherever they are. And that's why we've built the network that we have. We do it so that you don't get stuck with one feed that gives you a whole bunch of information that you're not interested in. We give you the hyper-local coverage that you're looking for down to your neighborhood. And it's more than just sports. Another thing that differentiates the RVA Sports Network from everybody else on Twitter is the fact that we talk about what you are talking about. So we talked about the college football playoff today on Twitter. We got you hooked up when Virginia Tech got their bowl bid today. We were with you Saturday night for the ACC football championship. We keep an eye on UVA and Virginia Tech sports because we know they're big here in the Richmond area. We were live tweeting when Richmond pulled the big football upset at North Dakota on Saturday evening on the RVA Sportsnet. And let me give a shout out to my good friend Bob Black at Spider Voice on Twitter with a phenomenal call of that final drive. What a catch by Tyler Wilkins, former LC Bird star, getting into the SportsCenter top 10 Saturday night with a catch that will live in the history and in the annals of Richmond football for decades to come. That helped set up that game-winning field goal. The holder, Will McCombs from Atlee High School, who, by the way, had the block punt, the kick that was really key in the second half. Add to that Brian Brown from Hermitage, his touchdown reception in the first half. Omar Howard of Midlothian jumping into the top 10 all-time in tackles defensively in Richmond Spiders football history, and it was just a phenomenal day for the Spiders as a team, for the Central Region when it comes to graduates that we have followed through the last several years, and we were glad to bring it to you all on Twitter at the RVA Sports Network. Because we know sometimes you're in a situation where you can't dial up the radio and listen to the game, or you don't have the TV and you can't listen. You may be at an event, you may be at a movie, you may be this, you may be that, and we're happy to be there on Twitter to keep you posted. You can keep thumbing that down, you know, and refreshing your feed, finding out about the games that you are interested in. But not only do we do sports, we cover anything that is breaking in terms of news. We are on traffic. We are on weather. As we like to joke, the biggest tweets that we get retweeted every year are when we announce that schools are closed because of winter weather. And that season is coming, and we'll have that all for you as well. We want to drive and help drive your conversation. We want to keep you in the know. But if you're talking about things or you need to know things that are important to you in your life, and traffic and weather, they are certainly two of the major things. We keep you posted on that, too. We use our 30-plus years of media experience, we hope, to make your life just a little bit easier. So that's the way the network works. If you want to follow all the big sports across Richmond, follow the RVA Sportsnet. If you live in suburban Richmond, you want to follow your favorite high school teams, or you're up at Randolph-Macon, you want to follow the Yellow Jackets, you're down in Ettrick, you want to follow Virginia State, then you've got Hanover Sports, you've got Chesterfield Sports, and Henrico Sports. All right, so football this weekend. We'll be live in Hampton first with Highland Springs, and we'll catch up with Dinwiddie in Williamsburg on our way back to the RVA. Going to be a crazy week. Monday night, we'll be at Hanover for a doubleheader of basketball. Deep Run comes in. Girls basketball at 6, boys basketball to follow. First chance for us to see all four of those teams this year. Tuesday night, we're not sure where we're going to be. We haven't decided yet. There are a ton of good games on Tuesday night. We'll make a determination and a decision, and of course, let you know where our live tweet coverage will be on Tuesday. Now, for one of the two big broadcast announcements that we have, let's bring it to you right now. RVA Sports Network confirmed on Sunday that we will be able to bring you a top five boys basketball battle. Number one, LC Bird, and they were number one in our inaugural poll, and we'll release the new poll here in a moment, and nothing's changed there. will be at Verina in a top five battle, a Conference 12 battle, and a rematch of last year's Conference 12 championship game that Verina won 50-35. There's still some people scratching their heads trying to figure out how Verina held LC Byrd to 35 points that game. A team that had Charles Faldon and went all the way to the state championship game. It was one of the best one-game performances of the entire season in 2015-16. And now the Blue Devils get their shot at the Skyhawks on their home floor. Great barometer to see where Kenneth Sutherland and company are early on in this season. And you can listen live to LC Byrd at Verina Wednesday night, 7:30, live on our RVA Sports Network YouTube channel. And while I have a moment, let me address the Tuesday night snafu at Hermitage. I cannot tell you how frustrated we were, but we tried to keep a smile on our face and keep our blood pressure down because we knew early on when we were having issues that they were issues with YouTube and with Google, and there was absolutely nothing we could do about it. And so once we determined that, we quickly got things rolling on our software side so that we could record our broadcast and at least bring it to you as a podcast. And if you want to hear the Henrico Hermitage game from Tuesday night, it will be up forever on our podcast channel, which is hcsmedianetwork.podbean.com. That's where you go to get Central Region Now every week if you don't stream it at the top of one of our websites. So we have been working with Google and YouTube and with a whole host of other people who had been having the same issue middle of last week. And by Thursday afternoon, it had finally been fixed. So we should be all good to go for Wednesday night, 7:30 Eastern time. Number one LC Byrd at Verina, big Conference 12 boys basketball showdown. It will be live on the RVA Sports Network. We are the exclusive home of high school sports online all year. We don't stop broadcasting at the end of football season. We've got you covered all through basketball season. We've got you covered all spring with baseball, softball, soccer, and lacrosse. We're going to bring you up to 75 live events in 8 different sports, including swimming. As the RVA Sports Network proud to announce our return to the 2016 Hanover Hawk Invitational, a week from Saturday, December 17th, championships go off at 5 p.m. at Swim RVA in Chesterfield, and we will be there to broadcast it live. We didn't know what to expect when we did this for the first time a year ago, and we did it, and we got a lot of positive response from people who were out of town. The holiday season had started. Winter break had started. So there were families who were out of town, swimmers who were from other teams who didn't compete at the Invitational, who were already gone for the holidays, or they were home. And they were like, oh, thanks so much for bringing this. We listened from here. We listened from this place. We wanted to hear our family member from there, et cetera, et cetera. It was very good response, enough to where we decided we want to go back and do it again this year. So we've got it all cleared with Hanover, with Swim RVA, and we will be there for the championship round, 5 o'clock. It's going to be about a 3-hour broadcast. Really looking forward to it. I loved calling swimming last year. Can't wait to bring it to you a week from Saturday. So those are our two new broadcast announcements that we will post on all of our websites momentarily this evening. It'll be number one LC Byrd at Verina Wednesday night at 7:30. And Saturday night, the 17th of December, we are live at the 2016 Hawk Invitational Swimming Championships at Swim RVA, and that is a 5 p.m. Eastern start. Now, yes, earlier in that day, the Big River Rivalry All-Star Football Game showcasing some of the best senior talent in the 804, the North versus the South at Randolph-Macon College. It kicks at 1 p.m. We will be there first. Now, our buddies over, Gary and Gary at Fox Sports 910, they have radio coverage of that game. So if you want to listen to the game, make sure you hop on with them. But we're going to take our Twitter network that afternoon and have a whole lot of fun showcasing all of the talent that's going to be on the field at Day Field at Randolph-Macon College. So follow us wherever you are across our Twitter network at the RVA Sportsnet, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, or at Chesterfield Sports. And we're going to have some fun showcasing some great talent that has left their mark on the Central Region in football at the Big River Rivalry. And I hope you come out. Love for you to be a part. Come to Randolph-Macon next Saturday. Tickets are just $10, and all the proceeds go to the Children's Hospital of Richmond. Can't think of a better way to end football season than to come together, celebrate high school football in Central Virginia. It's been another very successful season. Hopefully we'll have two state champions to celebrate when we all come together at Randolph-Macon next Saturday the 17th. And all the proceeds from the ticket sales go to the Children's Hospital. So join us for the Big River Rivalry edition number 4 coming up on the 17th. And once that's done, we'll skedaddle out of Ashland, hit 95, pray for no traffic, get down to Swim RVA, and go live at 5 p.m. live on the RVA Sports Network with the Hawk Invitational Swimming Championships. All right. Half hour into the podcast. Told you we had a lot to talk about. And we got to get to our top tens before we wrap things up. So let's do that right now. Brand new RVA Sports Network top 10 high school basketball polls releasing here and releasing every Sunday throughout the regular season on the Central Region Now podcast first. And then we will post them later on Sunday nights at our RVASportsNetwork.com. That's RVASportsNetwork.com. We'll start with the boys this week. One team dropped out of the top 10. We have one new team in. The Cosby Titans going 1-2 down at the Rebel Invitational at Douglas Freeman, falling in the last game that they played against Atlee on Saturday afternoon. Atlee getting the win 67-54. Best game of that tournament by far, though, was Cosby's double overtime thriller with Douglas Freeman early on in that tourney. Number 10 this week, Hermitage. They drop 3 spots from number 7. They lose at home to Henrico in the opener Tuesday night. They lost on Saturday at a classic game against Blue Ridge. They did get a win over Patrick Henry on Friday night, so they're 1-2 on the season. They dropped from 7-10. Benedictine was idle this past week. They're 0-1 on the season. They lost one game down in Georgia at a tournament over Thanksgiving weekend. They hold steady at number 9. Dropping from 3-8 after losing to Armstrong at the end of their tournament at the Little Page Classic to start the year, the Blue Devils of Hopewell. They are now 2-1, and they are number 8 in our latest poll. Another 3A school debuting in the poll this week. Just on the outside last week, we mentioned them, but they hadn't quite made the top 10 yet. They've had one game, one big win, and a lot of promise, of course, for Greg Jones and John Marshall. They enter the poll this week at number 7. The biggest issue for John Marshall, I think, this year is going to be twofold. Number 1, getting the talent to congeal and to get together, and I think they're going to be very successful at it. But the other issue I think they're going to have this year is that when they're playing that Colonial District schedule this year, Deep Run is down. They are not the Deep Run team they were last year. So that's a game that's not going to test them as much as it has the last couple of seasons. You look at the rest of the Glen Allen is not who they were a couple of years ago, for example. Mills Godwin is kind of on an upward trajectory. Lee Davis is struggling. They will get home and home with Hermitage. That'll be good. Home and home with TJ will be good. Non-conference, hopefully, or non-district, I should say, they hopefully will have some good games that will test them well to get them ready for Conference 26 and 3A. Down the road, because I know the Justices are wanting to go. They're obviously where they want to be is Siegel Center come second weekend in March. Hopewell was in that position last year. John Marshall wants to be in that position this year. Number 6, up a couple after winning the Rebel Invitational. That's St. Christopher's. Alex Petrie and company move up 2 spots from 8-6. Moving up 1 to number 5 after their very impressive win at Hermitage. On our Game of the Week podcast, and a win against, Deep Run on Friday night, where they struggled for a while, but then they poured it on in the fourth quarter. It's a different team. It's not Bonnie Buckingham's team anymore. Walt Williams is at Virginia State. So there are new faces and some faces you've seen before that have to make bigger roles. Timon Jones, DeMarco Suggs. Suggs put in 14, I believe, in the win Friday night. He had foul trouble at Hermitage. He stays out of foul trouble, becomes a presence inside, and that's something Henrico has not had as much of in years past. Buckingham was always an inside presence, but also an outside force. He could stop and pop the three just as quickly as he could go in and drive and post on you, too. Suggs isn't going to try a lot of three-pointers this year, but if he could be a consistent inside force for Vance Harmon, I'm very much looking forward to seeing how he could improve and how that can help the upward trajectory of Henrico. They are number 5, up 1. Up 1 to number 4, the Verina Blue Devils, who played once. They played Metoica Conference 12 affair on Tuesday, got the win, and now they get ready to bring in number 1 LC Bird again on our Game of the Week Wednesday night live at 7:30 on our YouTube channel. Subscribe today at youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. If you do that, we won't spam you. We won't bother you. But what we will do is every time we go live with an RVA Sports Network Game of the Week broadcast, we'll send you a reminder so you'll never miss another game. Number 4 Verina hosting number 1 LC Bird Wednesday night at 7:30. Up 1 to number 3, winning the Sleepy Thompson tournament up at St. Stephen's St. Agnes School, getting 3 big victories in some pretty tough competition, the Titans of Trinity Episcopal. Congratulations to Trinity. They're 3-0. They move up 1 to number 3, and they're our highest-rated VISAA team. Holding steady at number 2 with a 3-game sweep of Conference 20 rivals in opening week action, the Chiefs of Monacan, christening that new gym down there at Monacan High School. It is a beautiful facility. Holding steady at number 1, they get a win over Metoica to open the season. The Skyhawks of LC Bird, and they are holding steady at our top spot. So our new boys top 10, LC Bird 1, Monacan 2, Trinity Episcopal 3, then Verina, Henrico rounding out the top 5, 6 through 10, St. Christopher's, John Marshall new to the poll, Hopewell down from 3, Benedictine holds at 9, Hermitage down from 7 to 10. We're also keeping an eye on Armstrong and Prince George early this season. Girls top 10, no surprises and no changes in the top 2. Monacan, they're at number 1. Highland Springs gets going Saturday with a huge win over GW Danville, and they are undefeated and stay number 2. Huguenot gets a couple of wins, and they move up one spot from number 4 to number 3, because we had a bit of a shakeup in the middle of the poll this week. So Taya Robinson and company move up one spot to 3rd. Moving up from 6 to 4, the Cosby Titans, who get an opening night win, and so they're 1-0 on their young season. A lot of shakeup in the middle, or the bottom half of our poll. New to the poll at number 5 this week, St. Catharines. They get the win over LC Bird in their opener, and are now 2-0 on the season, and they vault into our poll at number 5, just ahead of number 6 Trinity Episcopal, who goes 1-1 this week, and they drop from 3 down to 6. The second new team in our poll out of 3 this week, the Blue Devils of Hopewell. They go and they win the Juan Stevenson Classic at Prince George this week, win 3 games, and the Blue Devils are number 7 in our new girls poll. Holding steady at number 8, Midlothian. They get 2 Conference 20 wins to start the year. Holding steady at 9, J.R. Tucker, as they get an opening night win over Henrico. They're 1-0. And new to the top 10, they were knocking on the door last week in the preseason poll. It's Mallory O'Dell and the Deep Run Wildcats as they open the season 2-0, and they also have a win over Henrico. Deep Run J.R. Tucker should be meeting each other here in the not-too-distant future. So the teams that dropped out of our top 10 this week were LC Bird, Henrico, and Atlee. Atlee started 2-0 but then fell Friday night to Mills Godwin. There's a team we've got on our radar, along with Petersburg. And a shout-out to 4-0 James River. Excellent start to the season for Mandy Hermans and company. The Rapids are at 4-0 and just outside of our top 10. So the girls' top 10 looks like this now. Monacan 1, Highland Springs 2. Huguenot up 1-3. Cosby up 2-4. St. Catharines vaults in at 5 after an impressive week. Trinity Episcopal splits 2 games, drop from 3-6. Hopewell wins the tournament down in Prince George. They're 3-0 and number 7. Midlothian, J.R. Tucker hold steady at 8-9. Deep Run new to the poll at 10. LC Bird, Henrico, Atlee dropping out of the poll. And we keep our eyes on them, as well as James River, Petersburg, and Mills Godwin. Mentioned at the start of the podcast, and want to make mention of it, a baseball note that we talked about last week on Twitter, and I don't know if we got to it on the podcast last week or not. Frankly, a lot of things have happened in the last 7 days. But want to make sure that you know that voting is coming up at the Executive Committee of the Virginia High School League this week on the new mandated pitch counts. Now, this is something that came down from the National Federation of High Schools. As you know, VHSL went by number of innings pitched in previous years, but in an effort to try to reduce the number of arm injuries at the high school level and also reduce the strain on arms so that they can last longer into college and professional careers, nationwide, all state high school athletic associations are now mandated to have pitch counts rather than inning counts for your baseball pitchers. Now, this is baseball, not softball, okay? So the proposal is this. If a starting pitcher or a pitcher pitches 110 or more pitches in one appearance, then there must be 4 days, and I mean 4 calendar days of rest, not 96 literal hours, but 4 calendar days of rest before he could pitch again. So, for example, if I pitched 115 pitches in a 7-inning win on a Friday night, then I can't pitch on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. The next time I'm eligible to pitch would be the following Wednesday. If you pitch between 76 and 100 pitches, you must have 3 calendar days of rest. If it's 51 to 75 pitches, 2 calendar days of rest. 26 to 50 pitches, 1 calendar day of rest. Now, if you come in and pitch 25 pitches or less, you can come back the next day if there is a game. But once you've gone over 51 pitches in a 2-day period, you got to go. So those are the new proposed rules that will be voted on. The executive committee, I believe, meets on Wednesday of this week. And, of course, when they make it public as to what their decision is, we will keep you posted on that. But that is something of major note for baseball fans to keep an eye on as we get set. The 2017 high school baseball season gets started on March 13th. Tryouts are just after President's Day in mid-February. Yeah, we got to keep our eyes on all sports all year long now, the way things are. So let's look ahead this week on the RVA Sports Network. Here's what we got for you. We'll have live tweet coverage Monday night of the doubleheader at basketball between Deep Run and Hanover. We'll be live on Hanover Sports and Henrico Sports at 6 p.m. That's when the girls start. The boys will get started about 7:30 or so. And we'll have a review recap article for you in this week's new edition of the Hanover Herald Progress newspaper. Got a couple of things we're working on for the Herald Progress in the next several weeks that we're unbelievably excited about. And as they come to fruition, we'll keep you posted on them. How's that for a little tease? Tuesday night, still deciding what games we're going to go to. We'll let you know as soon as we know, because there's just so many good ones, and we want to try to get to as many teams as we possibly can during the season. Wednesday night, it's official. We'll be live at Verona High School, and you can listen live on YouTube.com/RVA Sports Network to number 1 LC Bird and number 4 Verona. Big boys basketball game. Live on RVA Sports Network at 7:30 on Wednesday. Thursday night, we will be at gymnastics for the first time in the 2016-17 season. Looking forward to that. There's a few meets going on that night, but I think we've narrowed it down to the meet that's happening over at Mills Godwin High School. It should be Lee Davis, Atlee, and Mills Godwin getting underway at 7 o'clock. On Friday night, we're going to be up in Ashland for the first rivalry night of the year in Hanover County. It will be Hanover at Patrick Henry girls and boys basketball doubleheader. Looking forward to covering that on Hanover Sports on Twitter and, of course, for the Hanover Herald Progress. And then, of course, next Saturday, all day long, live coverage of the 5A and the 4A state football championships will begin in Hampton at Hampton University when Highland Springs battles Stonebridge again for the 5A state championship on Henrico Sports on Twitter. Be with us there for the most comprehensive coverage you're going to find anywhere. Kickoff just after 12 noon. And then once that is said and done and we put that game to bed, we're going to hit I-64, move up to Williamsburg, and we'll have people at the 4A state championship to help keep us updated while we make the trip up. And then we'll take over once we get there. Coverage of Dinwiddie and Salem. Dinwiddie going for their second state championship in the last 4 seasons against a team playing in their 3rd consecutive 4A state championship game. Game kicks off a little after 4:30 at Zabel Stadium on the campus of William & Mary. And as soon as we get there, we will have wall-to-wall coverage on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. And then looking ahead to the following week, the week before we start winter break, Monday night, the 12th of December, we're live on our YouTube channel with girls basketball action as number 9 J.R. Tucker will host Atlee. That should be a very good game. Looking forward to that Monday night, December 12th. Saturday night, December 17th, we'll have the 2016 Hawk Invitational Swimming Championships live on our YouTube channel beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, our holiday Feast of Hoops coming up the weeks between Christmas and New Year's. We're working on that schedule. It's not full yet, folks. We've got a ton of games already scheduled, but that's not all. We're working on more. And we'll keep them updated on our broadcast schedule and all of our websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net, which right now, if you go to any of our three hyper-local county websites, you'll get full results from this weekend's big Central Virginia Wrestling Classic at Glen Allen High School. Congratulations to Lee Davis on the team victory, but lots of good wins for young wrestlers and veteran returnees from schools all over the central region. Go to your favorite website, find out how your school did this weekend in wrestling, because that's how we do it. All sports, all schools on the RBA Sports Network. Rob Witham saying thanks so much for being with us for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. Of course, solely intended, legal disclaimer, for the non-commercial and the private use of our audience. Any other use of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC, which is my wife, is prohibited. I've seen her angry. You wouldn't like her when she's angry. You old school fans of the podcast know what I'm talking about, the little reference there. Hey, thanks for being with us Saturday on Henrico Sports for the great Highland Springs Norview game. Tip of the cap to Norview. What an incredible performance. They gave it all that they could in that 5A South Region Championship game. All right, fans, we're going to be all over the place this week. Talk to you live Wednesday night at Verina for the Battle of Top 5 Basketball Teams, live and only on the RBA Sports Network.